We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Internal Observation, Part 8. It's Kabbalah for the Student. Kabbalah for the Student, page 741. You may ask questions on Kab.TV, and relevant questions will be asked live during the lesson if they are chosen. So once more, Kabbalah for the Student, page 741. Well, we went over this many times, so I'll summarize it so we can continue together. The light, when it comes in our four discernments, it builds the first discernment, which is the will to receive, and it fills it. From the point here, which is existence from absence, at this point, this is the creation. The creation is only one thing. That which was not beforehand, and oh, suddenly it exists. Only one thing. All the rest is not creation. All the rest is development from what there already is. So here we have this point, which is truly the creation, existence from absence. And the light develops it, the attribute of the Creator. This attribute of the Creator is the reception, a desire to enjoy, to receive. And the light, I mean, the bestowal. And then the light develops the will to receive and gives us its first desire. And this is called the desire to receive. It gave it to him and it filled it. This is called the first discernment or chokhmah. And afterwards there comes the second discernment. The Baal HaSulam explains why did the second discernment come. Because the first discernment in its first half began to feel the source, the bestower. It felt itself, yes, as the will to receive. Suddenly it felt through the light that expanded in it. Yes, I received some fulfillment. Suddenly I feel this fulfillment has an attribute, the attribute of bestowal, meaning after that I got filled entirely, I began to feel in myself that this fulfillment, it has a taste which is more internal, which is the bestower. This internal taste I feel in the lower half of this vessel of the first discernment, and then I want to be as the bestower as a result of the sensation. And then I turn myself. Is I myself, I flip. Not that the light did this in me. We could say that the light did this in me because it influenced this in me in the first discernment. It bestowed this to me. But the first discernment actually feels itself that it itself is flipping as a result that it desires this. So the second discernment, we call this a desire to bestow. And then I am filled from this that I want to bestow. This is called chasadim. The light here is called light of chokhmah. Light of chokhmah. And here we have all chasadim, light of chasadim. And this vessel is called bina. Afterwards, Bina feels, well, this that I am bestowing, what do I have of this? Now I felt what it means to be a bestower, yes? Like the bestower who gives me. But he gives me. And I'm only feeling such. I want to now continue to make the same action, yes? Meaning in the second discernment, there begins some process that it wants to bestow actively. In what? In building the attribute of that action of bestowal with respect to whom? Well, okay, now I'll build a third discernment. And I'll bestow to the third discernment. So the third discernment, it is filled with the desire to bestow of Bina and the desire to receive that Bina wants it to receive. So this, their discernment is built of both these parts. It is incorporated of the first discernment and a second discernment. So it has light of Chokhmah and Chasadim, both these lights. So this third discernment is truly making itself in this similar to the root or Keter. And this, that she carries out the action of bestowal. And then from within it, there once more comes a will to receive, as in the first discernment, or from the aspect of the root. Yes, we'll write root here. So here, we get a discernment like the first discernment, a great big will to receive, that wants to receive everything. This is called then the fourth discernment. The third discernment is called Zeir Anpin, and the fourth discernment is called Malchut. It has the entire light of Chokhmah in its entirety. It wants to receive everything. And this is the end of the vessel, the final part. This is what we've reached. That's it. We cannot develop more from the root. Nothing more can develop other than these four discernments that come out of the root. And that's why they're called the four discernments of direct light, meaning in the light that operates directly upon this point that came out, this is what we get. More than that, there is nothing. Everything that occurs, it occurs afterwards within the fourth discernment. The fourth discernment then made this order of actions. Its first action is the first restriction. It restricts itself, then it makes a screen, then it builds the world of Adam Kadmon Ach, then it carries out this partnership of Malchut and Bina together, which is then called the second restriction. And then from this we have the breaking of the vessels. And the worlds of Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. This is called the worlds of separation, the worlds of separation, and Atzilut is the world of correction. Bia, worlds of separation, Atzilut, world of correction. And then we get this world, and from this world we get this development that we begin in return. Through all which we went through, all in return. What did I want to emphasize here? That all this occurs within this fourth discernment. This fourth discernment is called the world of infinity. Everything that occurs there, everything that we'll speak of afterwards, including this world and us and how we're reincarnating and reaching something, it's all within the fourth discernment. That's where we're found, in the world of infinity. And these four discernments, they actually are the existing development that truly is found to be. All the rest, other than these four discernments, exist only within the awareness and the sensation of the fourth discernment alone. Let's say a person is sleeping, and there are all sorts of phenomena occurring in him, but he's actually found, you know, like always the same. This is how we can somehow imagine what this fourth discernment is, which it is what truly exists in this constant state. And everything that occurs afterwards, the worlds, the breaking, palsufim, it's all with respect to its internal sensation of the fourth discernment. in order so that we can be familiar after this entire round trip that the fourth discernment can get familiar with the root. That's what we have to reach. So we've reached letter 31. Let's read. Writings of Bala Sulam, page 99. Kabbalah for the Students, page 741. The four discernments of direct light are of the Havaya called Kechabtum. And this is what is known as the four letters of the name of the four. And through the tip of the Yud is what is known as Ensof, meaning the force that operates, incorporated in the thought of creation, in what is known as to bestow good to his creatures, which is what is known as Keter. And Yud is what is known as Chokhmah, meaning the first discernment, which is the aspect of the force in action, which is incorporated in the expansion of the light of infinity. And the first Hey is what is known as Bina, meaning the second discernment, which is the aspect of the exit of the force into action, meaning the light which has thickened from the Chokhmah. And the Vav is called Zeir Anpin or Chagat Nehi, meaning the expansion of the light of Chasadim that has come out as a result of Bina, which is the third discernment, and the aspect of the potential for the revelation of the action, and the lower He in the Havaya is what is known as Malchut, meaning the fourth discernment is the aspect of the revelation of the action in the wholeness of the vessel of reception that has overcome to the addition, expansion from the additional measure from Bina. That completes the form of the will to receive and the light that cloths its kli, being the will to receive that is completed only in this fourth Bechina and not before. Now you can easily, we're on page 742. Now you can easily see that there is no light in the upper worlds or lower worlds that is not arranged under the four-letter name, being the four bechinot, the four discernments. Without it, the will to receive that should be in every light is incomplete. For this will is the place and the measure of the light. Well, this is actually what is he saying, that we have only four discernments, and these four discernments exist in every creature. What is every creature? It's the creature itself, meaning the fourth discernment is the creature itself. This is the malchut, this is the creature, the individual creature. It then feels itself as being divided, breaking into parts and discernments and parts, and distanced and contradicting one another, but it's all in the fourth discernment and it's all in its sensation. And her sensation, there's this reality that she herself exists as something general, as one thing, and in it herself there is the sensation that it's not exactly a one. There are differences and divisions and parts. That's what we're talking about. And all these division parts and changes in the fourth discernment, once more I'm saying, it's only in order to get familiar with the root, which is the Creator. And that's why all this is occurring. And not more than that. So, this entire process is only in the name of Havaya. Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke. It's the tip of the Yud. Yud-He. Vav and Hey. Not more than that. Thus it's called the Holy Name, because only this was created by the light, and only through this name we are getting familiar with the bestower. Through this name, through these four discernments, which we are attaining him.
How? He tells us, with the force, how he works, and how the actions stem from him. That's what it means, from your actions I will know you. That the malchut, that is the result of the upper force, that it goes through all the previous stages. So what's happened here? Here it's the actual light. Bestowal, the quality of bestowal in the discernment of shoresh, root. Shoresh is complete bestowal. And the malchut is reception. And these three discernments, in between them, these three phases, is what the light has done in order to construct the reception. So, when the light works in order to construct the reception, from above to below, Malchut, if it wants to know it, know him, then it acts correspondingly from below to above in order to know him. There's already a connection between them. That's what it means. From your actions I should know you. From what you have done, from the way you constructed me, now I can reach you. That's actually our entire development. Everything that happens from the fourth discernment, from the Bchina Daled, all this development from below to above and from above to below, that's Malchut getting to know itself. What has the light done in me? What has it done beforehand? Why did it create me in such a way? What does it want from me? How can I resemble to him? How can I desire it? The Malchut does this internal examination. It examines what is called the Tet Rishonot, the first nine. And then it reaches the degree of Shoresh, of root, which is the creation. And this entire process, it just disappears. We return back to Ein Sof. What does that mean? That everything that has so-called developed from Ein Sof, that we climb on this sensation from below to above, all of that is in the imagination of the Malchut Ein Sof. It's happening within her, and when it returns, we see that the starting point, which is called the Matzav Ha'alef, the first phase, to the second phase, to the third phase, that we return, that all of these phases are only in the Malchut of Ein Sof. And they exist only towards itself, only towards the Malchut Ein Sof. And we learn that extensively in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Go ahead. Item 32. The letters Yud and Vav of Havaya are thin because they are discerned as mere potential. This might surprise us, since Yud implies Chokhmah and He implies Binah. And the whole essence of the light that exists in the 10 Sefirot exists in the Sefirat Chokhmah, while Binah, Zer Anpin, and Malchut are merely clothes with respect to Chokhmah. Thus, Chokhmah should have taken the greater letter in the four-letter name. The thing is that the letters of the four-letter name do not imply or indicate the amount of light in the Ten Sefirot. Instead, they indicate measures of impact on the kli, on the vessel. The white in the parchment of the scroll of Torah implies the light, and the black, being the letters in the scroll of Torah, indicates the quality of the kelim, of the vessels. Thus, because Keter is only discerned as the root of the vessel, of the kli, it is implied only in the tip of Yod. And Chokhmah, which is the force that has not actually appeared in actuality, is implied by the smallest of the letters, namely Yud. Binah, where the force is carried out in action, is indicated by the widest letter, the Aleph. And Zera Anpin is only the force of the performance of the act, hence it is implied by a long and narrow letter, which is Vav. Its thinness indicates that the essence of the kli as yet in concealed potential in it, and its length indicates at the end of its expansion, the complete clear appears through it. Chokhmah did not manage to manifest the entire kli in her expansion, for Bina is incomplete kli, but the operator of the kli, hence the leg of the yud, is short, implying that it is still short and did not manifest the entire kli through its expansion and through the force concealed in it. Malchut is also implied by the letter He, like Bina, which is a wide letter, appearing in its complete form. It should not surprise you that the Bina and Malchut have the same letters, since in the world of Tikkun they are indeed similar and lend their kelim to one another, as in the verse, so they went to. He's putting in here many details that's not really suitable for the first part. In general, this inner observation, Histaklut Pnimit, is very special for the entire Ten Sefirot. What does he want to say to us? That the form of the letters, where did humanity take it from? And in general, the matter of the letters, it is all derived from the structure of the soul. In the soul we have five parts, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, and the Kli is the Neshama, the soul. And therefore everything for us that we are below in these bodies is also constructed according to these five parts. Also all the connection between us, that this vessel has been divided, is also constructed from the five parts. We have five parts of the lungs, five parts of the mouth, five groups of sounds, gichik, meaning the teeth, throat, lips, and so on. Zohar interprets it in detail, and especially the form of the letters, that you can pass on the form from one to another. How can I keep the Chokhmah in such a way that it's kavim and nekudot? Where does that come to a person from? There's no such thing in the animals. And it happens in our soul that it includes in it the illumination of the light of Chokhmah from above to below, and it includes the light of mercy, which is from right to left. And the combination of the two gives the two different forms between these two directions, which is the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chasadim, that they are in the clear and in the different forms. They already give us the form of the letter. There's diagonal from above to below and right and left together, meaning the light of Chasadim and Chokhmah. There are lights, there are angles, points. In all those places we have the same elements, that accordingly we can notice the combination of the forces that construct the letters. But it's not it's a sign, it's a spiritual state. For each and every state, we can point it out and say that now I'm in the degree of a certain letter. That way I express my degree, my state, and the fulfillments that are in me. All the letters arrive to us from Bina. Zad de Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchut, which is Aleph. From Aleph till Tet, it's Bina. From Yud till Tzadik, it's Zer Anpin, and Kuf Reish Shin Taf is the Malchut. And the form of the letters is the exact same spirit that we have in Zad Debina, in Zer Alpin and in Malchut. And the form of the letters, as we've said, are the qualities of Chasadim and Chokhmah, the will to receive and the will to bestow, that have the same systems. And therefore the person who attains a spiritual degree, then he receives in himself the spiritual degree, and that's why it attains it, because his vessels are arranged according to that degree. Therefore it's called according to the name of the same degree. Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, never mind what. Could be Paro, Bilam, Balak. It depends on what it's included from. Therefore, it changes the names, and it's called the matter of mazal, luck. That means that's the extent of light that arrives to him. And therefore, we use the discernment of the vessel, the discernment of the light, that together it's called the name of the state. That there is arranged the vessels of reception, the vessels of bestowal, with a certain relation between them, and accordingly the light of Chasidim, the light of Chokhmah, together with all its qualities, all its fulfillments, that's called its name, the name of the Kli. Therefore, it's not just called Moshe or Abraham or Aaron, and there is a reason why there's an additional hey in the word Abraham, and in Sarah there's the hey. In the Bible there are additions of the letter hey. It's all according to the degree of the person, that from what degree he's passing on his message to us. That actually is we understand that from the Yud Kei Vav Kei, from this vessel, and it's speaking about the souls that attain their root, and therefore they have special names, and that's what they're telling us about. Therefore, if we open the book of Zohar, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Abba says, Rabbi Yossi says, meaning each one from his own degree. We'll continue to the second part. Before we do, we're going to sing together a song. To the third part, sorry.
Now I'll say,